Scarlet Feather by Maeve Binchy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
New Year's Eve. On the radio show, they were asking people what kind of New Year's Eve do they really want. It was very predictable. Those who were staying at home doing nothing wanted to be out partying. Those who were too busy and rushed wanted to go to bed with a cup of tea and be asleep before the festivities began. Cathy Scarlett smiled grimly as she packed more trays of food into the van. There could hardly be anyone in Ireland who'd answer the question by saying that they really and truly wanted to spend the night catering a supper party for a mother-in-law. Now that was the punishment posting tonight, feeding Hannah Mitchell's guests at Oakland's. Why was she doing it then? Partly for practice, and, of course, it would be a good way to meet potential customers. Jock and Hannah Mitchell knew the kind of people who could afford caterers. But mainly she was doing it because she wanted to prove to Hannah Mitchell that she could. That Cathy, daughter of Lizzie Scarlett, the maid who'd cleaned Oakland's, who'd married the only son of the house, Neil, was well able to run her own business and hold her head as high as any of them. Neil Mitchell was in his car when he heard the radio program. It annoyed him greatly. Anyone looking at him from another car would have seen his sharp, handsome face frown. People often thought they recognized him. His face was familiar from television, but he wasn't an actor. He just turned up on the screen so often, pushing the hair out of his eyes, passionate, concerned and caring, always the spokesperson for the underdog. He had the bright, burning eyes of a crusader.